So that is Yaesu Fusion Reflector 02272.
Okay, Fusion Reflector 022. Would you just enter that as the room ID then?
Yeah, and currently right now that's what the Petoskey repeater is set to as a static. We were having some issues with that, some routing issues. Drake and I were talking about it the other day, but I happened to notice that it stayed on. So right now that's what's static on the Fusion side for that repeater.
Okay, so what you're saying is just by keying it up, or do I have to, when you connect to the WiresX system initially, is that the static when you connect to it initially?
In this case, no. If you just tune to that frequency and key up on your Fusion radio, it's already going through that network.
Okay, and that also rebroadcasts on the analog side?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. You know, maybe when I meet you, I'll try to get to the next meeting here in March. And, you know, once we get in there, maybe you can kind of diagram it and we can pair in with the machines I'll bring my gear and... You could show me maybe what I'm doing wrong, too, so I don't know. Yeah, I'll check my slots on the Brandmeister side of things, and we'll see what goes with that. Adam, I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming back and talking with me. I work my night shift job from 11 to 7, and I door-dashed until 3 o'clock, so I'm going to try to get a little nap in here before 9 o'clock comes around. I got 1 minute to work, so I got to be working 11 in Petoskey, so I'm going to try to get some shut-eye before it gets too late. I really do appreciate coming back, and I appreciate what you guys are putting into the repeater. I'm looking forward to becoming a little more masterful of the systems up here and maybe even participate in some stuff this summer. So we'll see if I can get back into it.
Awesome. Oh, it sounds good. Definitely glad to have you aboard and playing around with all the modes. That's what they're there for, to get used. So, yep, bring your stuff along and we'll... help you work out any of the kinks, and yeah, keep playing around with that DMR stuff, and if it still isn't working for you, you can always email me a copy of your code plug, and I can take a look at it there, too. So, but yep, if you got any questions, don't hesitate to shoot me an email, and we'll look for you there on, I think it's March 14th is the next meeting. It should be a good one. We've got a couple of new guys coming in, and I'm going to do a short presentation on 800 megahertz public safety radios and some stuff like that. So we'll look for you there, and we'll let you carry on and have a good rest of your day. N8PZT and 8APX.
All right, Adam, I really do appreciate it. Very much productive ham talk. I've had been on a technical side for a while. Spoken to a lot of very nice people, and had some fun on KCY and on the WiresX. I get a lot of people there from all over the world, and it's a nice big over the pond place. Almost like Solomon's Buzz Continual is HF. Now I'll get into HF again soon. I haven't had a radio for a long time. I had two at one time, but some of them all got out of it for a while. And DMR came along, and that piqued my interest, and I'm liking DMR as a general overall. I've got my gear, it's paid for, and I'm not unhappy with it. Got to get a slightly bigger antenna for the car, though. It has this whole big stubby thing, but it does work well for the overall purpose my car serves. which all-wheel drive and DoorDash are working out quite well. Some of the driveways I had to get up, holy mackerel. Well, I'm getting wordy, so I will let you go, Adam, and I'll try to see you guys on the 14th at Fowler's there. So I'll see 7-3, sir. You have a good rest of your afternoon and evening. NAPCT with NADPX. Clear.
Sounds good. You as well. 7-3 is NADPX.